This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. History figures to be made today here in the United States, ending with only the third impeachment of an American president ever. The House of Representatives appears ready to approve two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. A full day of House debate is already underway, with the failure of a Republican motion to adjourn. Other GOP motions meant to delay things are expected. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports on what lies ahead.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says the nation should try to avoid removing a democratically elected president unless absolutely warranted.
We present you not just with high crimes and misdemeanors, but a constitutional crime in progress.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says the president's already subverted democracy and is still trying to invite foreign election interference.
The majority is seeking to remove the president over something that didn't happen.
Republican Tom Cole says there's no reason to impeach the president, who says Democrats are doing what they say he did, abusing power.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today's House vote is expected to be along straight party lines, with the Democrats for and the Republicans against impeachment. Ironically, it could happen around the time the president is addressing a re-election campaign rally in Michigan. Presidential historian Barbara Perry says Donald Trump's legacy will be stained in much the same way it was for impeached Bill Clinton two decades ago.
He left office, one of our most popular presidents, but his obituary will say that he was impeached. And that's what Donald Trump's obituary will say, too.
The president, meanwhile, is hosting Guatemala's outgoing president, Jimmy Morales, at the White House. Trump called the relationship with Guatemala tremendous and praised Morales for an immigration deal in which Guatemala agreed to accept migrants seeking asylum in the United States. For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is